Dion Williams kindly joins us. A couple of years ago, an MOU was signed between Muri Huku Runanga, Te Runanga o Ngai Tahu, and New Zealand Aluminium Smelters and Rio Tinto Aluminium to work together on restoring the whenua at the Tiwai Peninsula and the future of the Tiwai Aluminium Smelter beyond December of this year. It established a remediation advisory working group with reps from Mana Whenua and New Zealand, or NZAS, and also initiated a $2 million community development fund. Dion Williams is a manager at New Zealand Aluminium Smelters, is a member of the Awarua Runanga, and chairs Ngai Tahu's Cultural Development Fund. His role is to be the interface between the aluminium smelters operations and the community. And Dion is with us for a kōrero today. Hey, Dion, ko Dale tēnei. Thanks for joining us, Dion.
Kōrero, Dale.
Hi. I'll start off by saying I love the area that we're talking about here. I've visited the port a few times, or Awarua, and it's got a magic to it and a rich, rich history. And I'd love to come back and spend a bit more time there going forward. But it's been the home to the Tiwai Aluminium Smelter, you might remind us. And nowadays, as we look towards its end life, which nothing lasts forever, we have to look at remediation and mitigation issues, and thus this arrangement. Could you talk with us about what you see going forward, please, Dion, and give us an update on what's happening at the Tiwai Point site and the future of the smelter? A bit of an overview, please, brother.
Sure, Dale. I mean, I'll start by saying you're always welcome to come down to Murihiku, and we'd love to have you come down and see our beautiful environment around here. But, yeah, I think in terms of the smelter, it opened in the early 1970s, so it has been around for a little over 50 years, but it's still got plenty of life left in it. And I think, you know, as a global business, Rio Tinto has a strong focus on ensuring, you know, that we're looking after the environment in which the business operates. For the smelter itself, we're focused on securing a future for the smelter beyond 2024. We're in discussions with a range of parties aimed at finalising an energy supply deal that will see a long-term future for the smelter. But alongside that, the endeavours for our future, we're also working really closely with Ngai Tahu around how we can actually ensure that we understand and reflect and maintain the cultural values of the area, particularly around the peninsula where the smelter is based, which is sort of on the shores of Awarua Runanga in the Bluff area.
Yeah, we are familiar with, was it a peat fire that affected some of the wetlands there a couple of years ago? So talk with us about the partnership that was established in 22, please, Dion, and is it delivering on what was planned?
Yeah, sure. So we did establish, we've actually got three MOU agreements that we've established in partnership with Ngai Tahu. One's around sort of the principles of a partnership relationship. And a couple that are a bit more specific around, which you referred to before, the community fund, which we established. It's a $2 million fund that we've had one round already with that and distributed about $1.2 million into the community in the latter part of last year. That fund is done in partnership with Ngai Tahu, so we're looking at community development, community resilience, for ensuring that there is a mana whenua lens put on the projects to support our community in the best possible way. We've got a new funding round for that open at the moment and looking to distribute the balance of that fund this year. And the third MOU that we have is around the remediation program. And so we've got some binding commitments in there around how we work in partnership to actually co-design the future operations of managing some of the the operational areas in terms of the byproducts that we produce, how we make best use of, or how we ensure that we're managing the coastal marine environment that surrounds the smelter, and ensuring that, you know, people still have access to good, healthy kaimoana that they can access around those shores. So I think, you know, it's a partnership that we have took a long time sort of working together and making sure that we were agreed on what we wanted in terms of the partnership. We managed to sign it together in October 2022. And since that time, it's really gone from strength to strength. And we have a really strong strong relationship that's developed out of that. We were looking to achieve some mutual benefits.
Well, Tēnā, we know that there was obviously would be an environmental footprint for an operation as large as Tiwai Smelter, but even so, it seems as though these arrangements are designed to minimise that. You must be pretty confident that things are heading in the right direction. And that community fund of the 1.2 million that was distributed, what sorts of kaupapa were they supporting? Were they all environmentally focused, Dion?
No, there was a range. So we had two significant projects. One was a strong environmental project, which is with an entity called Te Tapu Tāne, which is doing some environmental remediation in the Waituna Lagoon area, which is sort of on the other side of where that peat fire was that you were actually referring to before. It's a culturally significant area of land. And Te Tapu Tāne is a joint partnership of the four Murihuku Runanga working together. So we put a significant amount of money into supporting that project. The other significant project that we're supporting is actually one that's in south Invercargill, around sort of a community hub. And south Invercargill is an area that has been recognised as having a range of socioeconomic challenges. There are a number of I can't remember which way it works, the low decile schools, the ones where, you know, the communities have greater needs. So we've supported that project. And then there's a range of other smaller ones. We've supported an innovation centre as part of our Chamber of Commerce in town, a cultural activator role at one of the Runanga, which is about developing te reo and tikanga capability within our community. So there's seven different projects, and they are quite broad-ranging in the areas that they're focusing to support.
It's nice meeting you, Dion. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about this kaupapa. I'll stay in touch as more of it unfolds in the months and years ahead. But it's been nice meeting you, brother, and thanks for sharing some perspectives from the deep south. Mauri ora.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Tal.
Thanks very much, Dion. Thanks for joining us.